episode 2990, From Vow to Wow.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for something extraordinary to happen. It is Relationship Builders, and I want you to focus on, that person you sleep to next. Do you know them? Well, it's about time to. Are you ready to move from vow to wow? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. You know, marriage can become very repetitive, boring, and honestly, nondescriptive when you hang out for years and years and years. But what if you were intentional? Be intentional about how you love and take your marriage from vow to wow. So in that, let me ask you this. How are you living your everyday life with your spouse? Now, don't be too quick to answer. I don't want a knee-jerk answer. And I know you're already thinking, well, this is what we do and this is how it looks. Really? What does your everyday look like? Maybe you are two ships passing in the night. The kids are driving you crazy. You barely make it through. It's more activities for them than it is for you. Yeah, sound all too familiar. Or maybe you're great together, but that togetherness is where? Maybe one of you travels more than the other one. Maybe you're all caught up in a season of your life that requires more attention to something else than to each other. Or maybe you're married, but you don't act like it. You're more like just partners. It's a convenience relationship. Well, yeah, I think I know this person next to me, but, well, I'm not sure. It's so easy to tune in to what you know and keep yourself attached to those results, those outcomes. But the key is not always about what you know. It's about learning and growing together. You get that word, together? You got to expand your horizon as a couple. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Expand your horizon. Now, one problem I know in marriage is that one or both spouses get caught up in themselves. There isn't an intentional drive to learn and grow as a couple. Right? Because think about this. Two of you became one. But two of you were first individuals. And so when you go into a marriage, if you're not really thinking about it, if you're not intentional, if you're not focused, this togetherness thing is, well, maybe all in a dream. Because you're just hanging out together thinking that what you had from the beginning is going to last forever. And that's just not the case. You are changing as an individual through experience, age, and knowledge, good, bad, or ugly. But that's what happens. You change. Think about the waves in the ocean. There are high tides and low tides. And then you might be lucky for a calm moment. Those are rare, but they do happen. But at no point is one wave the same all the time. The force, the strength of the waves, the white caps, the undertows, and the currents are all different. Same with how you are as a couple. You are always growing and learning. Change is a constant, even in marriage. So you got to expand your horizon. So what does that look like? How can you really say, okay, I know I'm in this position or I want to develop something more? Well, let's look at it. Number one, learn. Learn something new together. Huh, what a concept. There are many things out there you can do as a couple. Yet I hear couples say, I don't know what to do together. Really? Let me start you with something traditional. How about a board game? Yes, I know, no technology involved. But you can go and for a very low cost, in fact, I would encourage you to go to a thrift store and go get a board game. And you can sit down, read the instructions if you really want to know the game and how to play it, and then play it together. Wow, there together, you're learning something new. Maybe you're actually bringing in some of the old stuff from when you were growing up, which will encourage conversation, which what deepens your relationship. All when you learn together. But most of the time we're not. All we're learning is what's new on our reels. The next biggest and greatest viral thing, another meme. Maybe a good game. Are you watching March Madness? Yeah, it's getting good, isn't it? But that doesn't mean that just because you share those moments, if you're not really learning together, well, it's just a moment. It's two ships passing in the night. You want to learn. Fire those neurons together so you can grow together. Number two, create. Create a new routine together. You don't want to be boring, right? I mean, come on, seriously? You can have a rhythm in life and still be spontaneous and spunky. When was the last time you heard the word spunky? Yeah, that's why I'm using it. Because I want you to think of your marriage as it doesn't have to be la bida bida. It could be spontaneous. You can have fun. You can sit there and say, you know what? I don't know what we want to do today. Let's just go out and try a brand new restaurant. Well, just because. Maybe you've never eaten Thai food. So take a chance on it. Go experience it together. Create a new routine then. Right from that. And maybe every Friday night, instead of pizza night, you have Thai. Because you found out you actually love it. It's amazing what happens when you create a new routine together. And finally, number three, explore. Explore new opportunities together. This can be anything that makes you curious, because you see, curiosity develops memories. Just think about a kitty cat. Yep. And it's not because they were curious that killed the cat. It's that they were curious, right? The part that killed the cat, okay, we'll leave that for another episode, but it's really because their brain does not work like our brain. I'll just leave it at that. But seriously, we need to be curious together. Explore those new opportunities. You know, maybe, like for my marriage, you know what we do? We move all the time. Now, that may not be for you, but it has worked for us. We go and we have seen the United States of America through moving. And it's wonderful. It's a beautiful thing. Is it stressful? Oh, yes. But has it helped us in our marriage? 100%. Right? Because that curiosity develops memories. And through memories, you draw closer to each other emotionally, physically, spiritually, psychologically. You are better connected. I mean, really think about this. When you explore new opportunities, right? What does that do? Not just to you as a couple, but to your brain. Right? The extra firing of neurons, yet you're connecting more. You are allowing yourself the ability to really what? Not know it all. Because we all want to be in control. And sometimes we have to relinquish that control. And in marriage, control doesn't work really well. So when you explore new opportunities, you got to let go a little bit. Because you don't know it all. You get to learn it all together. So keep this in mind. If you're married, then there is another person in life you must consider, right? It's not just about one anymore. It's not all about me. It's about we. Being selfish doesn't fit in a good marriage recipe. Have you looked it up in Good Housekeeping yet? Have you seen it in Tasty Good Recipes? I don't think so. It just isn't there. But for some reason, we think we can be selfish and have a wonderful marriage. I'm here to tell you, eventually it will fall apart. And I don't want you to get to that point. So when you're going through your everyday, and yes, it's every day, because one day builds upon the next, which builds upon the next, you've got to be willing to take your marriage from vow to wow and expand your horizon. Because let me tell you, every sunrise and every sunset, it's different too. It changes. Don't you want the seasons in your marriage to be as bright and vibrant as a sunrise and a sunset? You can do it when you expand your horizon. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.